Welcome to Gambling with an Edge with your hosts, Bob Dancer and Richard Munchkin. Bob Dancer is America's premier video poker writer and teacher. He's written 10 books, including Video Poker for the Intelligent Beginner and the best-selling Million Dollar Video Poker. He helped develop the computer software Video Poker for Winners, and in 2004, he was inducted into the Video Poker Hall of Fame. Richard Munchkin has been a professional Advantage player for over 30 years and is in the Blackjack Hall of Fame. His book, Gambling Wizards, Conversations with the World's Greatest Gamblers, is a testament to the many ways you can succeed at gambling. The goal of the show is that you'll be a more knowledgeable gambler tomorrow than you were yesterday. And now, here are Bob and Richard.
Good evening. Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. I'm Bob Dancer.
And I'm Richard Munchkin.
Our guest tonight was supposed to have been surveillance expert Vinny DiCarlo. Richard and I received an email on Tuesday this week and said Vinny is currently semi-paralyzed and was going into the hospital and we'd have to postpone his visit with us. We wish Vinny the best and we'll reschedule him when he's healthier.
So yeah, I just hope everything's okay with him. I know he had surgery last week, and I guess there were some complications. So we hope he gets better.
Oh, for sure. So we made a lot of calls to a number of potential guests. Most had conflicts. Bob Nersessian said he would come on if we were absolutely desperate, but he was really swamped, and it would really be inconvenient for him. We decided that imposing on him like that was unfair and that Richard and I had enough things to talk about tonight that we're going to be guest-free. So, Richard Munchkin, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Thank you. Bob Dancer, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Thank you very much. It is so nice to be here. In the news recently, there were two different MGM properties in Las Vegas who got into trouble by refusing to let a member of the public who happened to be a gaming control agent who had not identified himself, wouldn't let this person watch a high-limit game being played. This surprised me. I've seen several instances over the years where a big player tells the casino he doesn't want other people watching the game, and the casino posts security guards to keep the public away. Munch, what do you know about this?
Well, you know, it is the law that gaming areas have to be open to the public. But a few years back, because other casinos, like in California, other states, have private casinos where high rollers can, play in complete privacy, Nevada lobbied gaming control to get the same thing. You know, they basically said we need to be able to compete. And the law was changed, and there are certain high-limit private rooms that you can go to. I think you have to have at least $500,000 line. I know the Venetian has them up on one of the top floors, but apparently this guy was playing in a public area, and the public areas have to remain public. But I was... It didn't surprise me that the ARIA tried to, I guess they actually put security guards in front of the gaming agents, not knowing they were gaming agents.
Uh-huh.
But what surprised me was that the gaming agents were even looking into this, you know? We often think of gaming agents as just sort of guys to rubber stamp whatever the casinos want to do. And so what surprised me that ARIA got some pushback on this.
Yeah, so I remember years ago, possibly in the early 80s, I'd fly into Vegas trying to get on Caesar's single deck $25 minimum game. They had one of them. But if Paul Anka was performing that week, he'd be on that machine and there would be guards posted around it and, you know, back off, buddy.
On the game, you mean?
On the
table.
Yeah, it's on the blackjack table. And I remember that quite distinctly.
Usually all they do is ask you to step back. You know, they'll keep you a certain number of feet away. But, you know, they can't ask you, you have to leave. Although I do remember at Caesars, I do remember them saying, you know, when a crowd would form, them telling people you have to move on because you're blocking the aisle.
Okay, good. Let's move on. Last week's show, we mentioned the Sands in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, had to issue a statement saying they really had no snakes in their hotel. We laughed and thought it was kind of bizarre. Now something else has happened, and it doesn't seem so such a funny and bizarre situation at all. The websites of this casino, along with those of the Venetian, Palazzo, and some in Macau, owned by Sheldon Adelson, have been hacked. There have been images on those websites posted with those particular casinos burning on fire, like they're going to be destroyed. It appears that Adelson's political stances have angered people enough to fight him by using illegal means. Now, I'm no fan of Adelson's politics or his financial support of forces against internet gaming, but I'm no fan of these hacking attacks either. This is a type of guerrilla warfare against a very wealthy, outspoken target. But I'm unsympathetic against both Adelson and the hackers. Richard, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I was just surprised at both the FBI and the Secret Service are apparently on the case. And it just surprised me. Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. It disappoints me, you know, that he would get what I consider preferential attention and service. You know, I mean, Target was hacked and had over 100 million credit cards stolen, right? But in the press, and maybe this is just the press, you know, he has the FBI and the Secret Service helping him out to get these evil hackers. You know, I mean, maybe they're not harmless. You know, to me, he shouldn't have had his site hacked. But by the same token, it seems like he's getting more resources than somebody else would get under similar circumstances.
Yeah.
But I guess that happens when you put $100 million into politics.
Well, yeah, but he's not putting it into the party that's currently in power. He's putting that money into the opposition party. So, and the opposition party isn't deciding where the FBI goes. The although, you know, threatening to burn a billion-dollar hotel is probably a pretty serious crime. There's now, it's only been a couple incidents so far, but I'm assuming this is a pattern and may well continue. Whether these hackers are from this country or from Russia or from China, who knows where they are. But he's created some enemies, and he's one of the richest men in the world, and this is the only way they know how to fight back. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It could definitely hurt his bottom line if people start getting afraid to stay at the Venetian, for example, because they think there's going to be arson.
Because of the snakes.
Because of the snakes, or, you know, fire, or, you know, people who are going to whatever the next step is against Adelson. That can be serious for him and for Las Vegas as a whole. All right, moving on. One of our listeners sent us an email at gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com. suggesting we talk about a slot machine here in Las Vegas. When we had a guest to talk to, this probably wouldn't have made the cut. But since we're winging it tonight, Let me tell you about this slot machine. It's a dollar three-coin progressive slot machine at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas that hasn't been hit since it was installed 20 years ago. The jackpot is now currently approaching $2.4 million. There is only one machine. It has a slew of devoted followers. It has a Facebook account. It has a Twitter account. And it's very hard to get on a seat on the machine. It's called Lion's Share. Now, if you assume the machine is fair, as all machines in Nevada are supposed to be, this is a great bet EV-wise. Clearly over 100%.
Wait, how do we know that?
Let's let that one go and let me continue.
Okay.
The progressive starts out really, really low, and when it gets up quite a bit higher, it's going to be a good bet, if you're assuming the machines are fair. If you assume the machines are generally fair, but maybe 1 in 10,000 have an undiscovered glitch that prevents it from hitting the greatest jackpot, then 20 years of not hitting just might be enough data to conclude that this particular machine possibly is not fair. I know I've said the words maybe, probably, and might in the last few sentences. I haven't studied the machine. I don't know exactly how many cycles have gone by. But it's clearly enough data for me to not want to recommend the machine to anybody. If I'm wrong and you hit it, Richard, I promise to be very happy for you. Does this sound like an attractive bet to you?
Well, I mean, see, I had a completely different take on the article.
Okay.
The most interesting part of the article to me was, A, that a slot machine had its own Facebook and Twitter pages. But, B, in the article, well, first, let me say, my first thought was, gee, I wonder if this machine is positive. I don't see any reason to assume that it is. And the most interesting part of the article to me was that Mike Shackelford apparently found out about the machine, went to the MGM, and started recording data, which is exactly what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, they shut the machine down and stopped him. And And they said it was some normal servicing thing.
Yes.
Supposedly. And then I haven't talked to Mike, but I'd be really curious what his findings are because, A, I don't assume at all that the machine is positive, but I would be interested in, you know, hearing if he's analyzed it or sending someone in to record spins and see if it's positive. I kind of suspect that it may not be, but who knows?
Yeah, my suspicion is if it's fair, it is very positive, but my suspicion is it's possibly there's an undiscovered glitch there. Anyway, we will contact Shaq and see if he has anything he can tell us about that.
Yeah.
From about 1998 through 2007... I went on a lot of scouting trips for Ameristar Casino that has since been bought out by Pinnacle. They have casinos in northern Nevada, in Colorado, and Council Bluffs, Iowa, a couple in Missouri, and one in Vicksburg. There was one two-week trip that I took with the slot director who had recently worked at the Excalibur. I'm going to call him Pete. He might have been slot director. He might have been vice president of slots, but he was pretty high up. He knew a lot. And over those 2 weeks, we went to those casinos from Council Bluffs to Vicksburg, checked them out, wrote a report, and along with their competitors, and we learned something from each other. Now, we were playing at Harvey's in Council Bluffs. It's greatly remodeled, and now it's called Harris. And there was this 100 play machine with a very loose game on it. Perhaps at the 99.9% level, I don't exactly remember which game it was. We were taking turns playing, and we were playing on my card. And then there was a security guard who came up, and while Pete was playing on my card, he addressed Pete by my name. It was friendly. Just, you know, the security guard wanted to know if there was anything he could do for Pete. Now, when it was over and the security guard left, I asked Pete, what was that all about? He said probably the casino was aware that it was the loosest game to play in the casino and wanted the players who played that game to know that they were being watched. Fast forward to 2014. For my last two trips to Planet Hollywood, late January, early February of this year, I play in the high limit room in the game that I think is the best with a combination of EVY / theoretical, which is how they evaluate machines in the Harris system. And I'm playing, and this security guard came up to me, addressed me by name, and very friendly, who did I like for the Super Bowl, or you know, anything he can do for me. And then he stayed for a minute and left. I'm used to slot attendants doing stuff like that, but not security guards. It kind of unnerves me a little bit. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Maybe the same thing that the people at Caesars Entertainment definitely know who I am. And so I don't know why they would feel the need to come and chat with me. But do you have any idea?
What I find really bizarre about this, as you say, it's a security guard.
Yes.
So somebody had to tell the security guard your name.
Yes.
And yeah, I find that really strange.
Yeah, the card was in the machine, and most of you know Bob Dancer is a pseudonym, and my family calls me Bill, and my first name on the Caesar system is William. So he addresses me as William, which nobody calls me, but anyway, he did. And so he definitely, somebody from either surveillance or something said, you know, he's playing that machine again, and are those machines again. And we just want to let him know that he's being watched. So I
just find it weird. I mean, are they trying to tell you we're watching you because you're a high roller and we have your security at heart? Or are they saying we're watching you because we maybe sort of want you to play, but maybe not? I mean, I don't know. The whole thing is just kind of bizarre to me.
Yeah, they have far more direct ways of telling me that they wish I'd take my business across the street.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's just and same thing in Missouri. I guess it's a little different because they can't bar you, right?
I'm not that familiar with that particular rule in Missouri. It's possible.
Yeah, well, in Missouri is like Atlantic City. They can't bar, or at least they can't bar card counters. I would assume that would carry over to video poker as well. So, you know, they do try to do things to intimidate you or whatever. But, yeah, anyway, I just find that strange. I wouldn't know what to make of that.
Yeah, well, it's the Caesars properties. I'm saying Harris and Caesars interchangeably. They're part of the same organization. You get monthly mailer offers that, depending on how big you play, if you're playing at a higher enough level, they're going to give you 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 or some such number to come in and play. And if you have to play to a certain level to keep those offers coming in, and generally play negative games, but the offers are big enough to make up for your expected loss. All they have to do is cut that number.
Well, that actually leads me into what I wanted to talk about tonight.
Okay, let's do that. Knock yourself out.
And video poker.
Okay.
Here's the situation. We were talking a few weeks ago that I was going to take this up some, and my wife found some concert that she wants to go see at a casino, and so I thought, okay, I need to go scout that particular casino anyway. There's some things around there that I want to go check out. So I thought, well, maybe I should go play some video poker and get her the comp for the show that she wants to see.
Okay.
I should say for table game players and stuff, when I go to this casino, I would never play with a card on the table games. And so when I scout the place, if I find it would be pretty unlikely that I would find something that I would want to play alone. I'm actually scouting for future trips where I would bring a partner or two. So if I did find something, I would play it and then probably not play the video poker at all. But assuming that I get my scouting done and I go get a player's card, I was going to go earn this comp, right?
Uh-huh.
So I went to VP Free 2, this is a really excellent site. But it led me to a lot of questions, and since I have the video poker expert here to answer them, I thought I could pick your brain about this stuff.
Flattery will get you everything. What do you need to know?
Okay, so first of all, this isn't really a question. It just surprised me. They have a jacks are better. Normal jacks are better is 99.54, and I see that there's also one that's 99.52, which just seems weird. Like, I guess the straight flush only pays 47 instead of 50.
Yeah, it has to do that. It was usually set up on for $5 machines. So instead of
$5, yeah.
So instead of 250 coins for the straight flush, it pays 239, which comes out to $1,195, which is just under the W2G threshold rather than the $1,250.
See, now I had immediately discounted this game, but now actually that might be a better game too. That might be a better choice. I don't know.
Yeah, and jacks are better. Straight flushes are once every 9,000 hands on average. The W2G is 1250. It's if you get very few W2Gs, each one is a nuisance. If you get a lot of them, then there's ways to deal with them. But so a lot of players would rather take the $55 less and not have the tax form to worry about.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I also noticed, though, that they have a slightly better game that I guess is called Bonus Deluxe at 99.64.
Yes.
So my question is, if I'm almost ready to go with jacks or better, is Bonus Deluxe the same strategy, or how much different is it? How much work do I need to do to change?
All right. Are you still talking about the $5 level?
Well,
'cause it makes a difference. The reason I'm asking, the difference between the games is the four of a kinds in jacks or better pay 25 for one, which means 125 coins, $625 if you're playing a $5 machine. On Bonus Poker Deluxe, it pays 80 for one, 400 coins, which is $2,000 on a $5 machine. So that is counteracted by the amount you get for two pair, where jacks are better pays you double money for two pair, Bonus Poker Deluxe pays you single money for two pair. So the strategy is very, very close. However, when you get single money for two pair, you go for inside straights a lot more. When, for example, you'll hold inside straights with two high cards, such as an unsuited queen jack 9-8 or king queen 10-9. In jacks are better, you wouldn't. or you would hold an inside straight with no high cards. 2, 3, 4, 6. Jacks are better, you wouldn't. So there is that difference. That is the major difference strategically. There is also the W2G factor if you're on a $5 machine. Now, if you're on a $2 machine, then four of a kind pays $800, and so it's below the W2G threshold. And the only time you get a W2G is on an $8,000 Royal, which doesn't happen very often. There's also a difference in variance. The variance on Jacks are better is 19.5, which is very low as video poker variance goes. I haven't looked at double bonus or bonus poker deluxe variance recently. I think it's in the low 30s, but it's significantly higher. And so it is more of a heaven or hell experience on bonus poker deluxe. Now, if you're playing a $5 machine of any kind and you hit the Royal, which is every 40,000 or so, depending on which game, that's a $20,000 jackpot. And at many casinos, the shift boss, who is always a table game shift boss, will come by when you're being paid. He's required to come by and verify that, yes, you did indeed hit this Royal flush and the casino owes you $20,000. Now, if you are also a table game player who goes uncarded, then probably this pit boss has seen you playing the tables. And when he comes over and sees you sitting in front of a video poker machine, he goes, oh, so that's what his real name is.
So that is a factor. I haven't played there in a while, so it would only it would affect possible future plays, but that's good to know. Okay, so now they also have NSU Deuces Wild, or it says Deuces Wild 44 at 99.73.
Okay, that is NSU.
Okay, and so now this would be a completely new strategy.
Yes.
To learn.
Yes.
And how quickly could I learn that? Assuming that I am going to take, I have your cards, you know, the cards, and yes. I am going to take them and have the card there on the machine. But how long do you think? You know, it takes to sort of get up to speed on a completely different game like that.
It is a totally different mindset. In Deuces Wild, a pair of kings is no more nor less valuable than a pair of fives. In Jacks are better, a pair of kings is worth a lot more. In Deuces Wild, three cards to a royal, such as king, queen, jack, suited, is a lot better than a pair of kings. In Jacks are better, a pair of kings is more valuable. So the ranking of hands is a lot different. Straight flushes in the game you're talking about are going to pay you 50 coins. Straight flushes in Jacks are better pays you 250 coins. So your instincts as to how much a particular straight flush draw is worth, if you're used to playing Jacks or better, it is totally different. Now, that said, Deuces Wild is a relatively easy game to learn at the 99.9% accuracy level. There is software out there. The one I sell is called Video Poker for Winners. And you can practice. One advantage to Deuces Wild is with the 4,000 Royal, you always hold deuces. So however many deuces you're dealt 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, you're going to hold them all. And you can look at a particular segment of the strategy. So in the three deuce section, you're going to hold wild royals, which means deuce, 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 perhaps ace, king suited. And you're going to hold five of a kind, and that's the end of the list. So you don't hold three deuce straight flushes. in this game. In the two-do section, they have their own rules. In the one-do section, they have their own rules. In the no-do section, they have your own rules. If you need instruction as to how to play it when you're dealt four deuces, you're hopeless. So,
right.
So
I actually noticed that I just found this today actually on the site that it has information on the Players Club.
Yes,
and it says that $5 coin in on machines with NSU deuces gets you 1 point, but $2 coin in gets you a point on most other video poker games.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's better to not go after the NSU deuces if it's more than double the action for each point.
Possibly. It depends on what each point is worth. If each point...
Well, on the NSU game, each point is worth 0.02, and on the other games, it's 0.05.
Well, if you add 0.05 to 99.54, you get 99.59. If you add 0.02 to 99.73, you get 99.75. And so, in terms of strictly that, it's better to play the NSU at the lesser rate.
Ah.
It also depends on what the comp level is. Now, what you're interested in this particular case is how much play you're going to have to do in order to get these concert tickets and to take Nellie to the buffet or whatever else you want.
It doesn't have a formula for that at VP Free 2. It just says varies based on Theo.
Okay. The Theo means generally the looser the machine, and sounds like NSU deuces is the loosest they have, give you very few comps, very few slot club points. The tighter machines give you more. Now, it is possible 9-6 jacks is also gets the same slot club return that the NSU does. And to get the higher rate, you're going to need to play games that are under 99% or something like that. So you kind of need... Now, is this... can you tell me what part of the country this casino is in? Is this in California?
Southern California.
Okay. So you need to get a sense of what the comp rate is at that particular casino for those particular games. One way to do that is to post on the VP Free website. It's not the same as VP Free 2. VPFree2.com lists the best games in all casinos. The website VP Free is a Yahoo group, and basically, if you just key in Google VP Free, it'll lead you to the group, and it's members only. But joining is not tough. And you can just post a response, or post a question. I'm planning to play at a particular casino, give it a name, and I want to know how much play on NSU I need to play in order to get, you know, concert tickets worth, you know, $50 a piece, two of them. And a number of people have played at that casino, and they will issue their responses.
I was wondering if I could just ask a host.
You generally, for host, hosts are professional friends. That's their job category. And so they will try to help you. They kind of want to see play first. In other words, you go in and you play $10,000 coin in or $20,000 coin in, and then you ask them to play. My wife really wants to go see blah, blah, blah. have I played enough to get two tickets, or can I get a room tonight, or can I get a meal? And most hosts will give you some sort of answer, such as, sure, that'll be no problem at all, or, you know, you need a lot more play to get what you're asking for. So they will tell you some are more helpful than others. But most of them will give you some idea. But if you go on a fishing expedition, I haven't started to play yet, I want to know how much is blah, 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 they'll give you a pretty generic answer, such as, well, it depends on the theoretical of the machine, and I don't personally don't know what the theos are, so it's going to show up on my computer.
Which is not true, I assume.
Oh, I assume it is true.
Oh, that they don't know what the theos are?
Yeah, they don't know. As a general rule, most I don't know, 5% of casino employees are knowledgeable gamblers. I don't know, some such number. A lot of casino employees gamble some. Probably most casino employees gamble some, but
I guess it shouldn't surprise me. I mean, even though a host deals with your theoreticals all day long, I used to work with people who, you know, didn't know the edges on the, you know, they had sat on crap tables for 30 years, but couldn't tell you what the house edge was on any of the bets.
Although they had probably heard that the hard ways were a pretty sucker bet. So they probably knew that, but whether it was 8% against you or 10% against you, they might not know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they all knew that the field was a sucker bet, but they thought it was okay to bet any craps. I mean, you know, but anyway, that's a whole other topic. But okay, so then my next question was, I figure if I'm going to do this, obviously, you know, I'd like to get some mail out of it.
Yeah.
And I was kind of told by somebody that sort of the starting point you should be like 30,000 coin in. Does that sound right? To get any kind of decent mail?
Decent is a tough word.
Well, yeah, I know.
I don't know. The mail in different casinos, it varies a lot, and the casinos with the loosest games tend to have lesser mails. And so this is another question for VP Free, and you know, I want to go play at Pechanga or Barona or Viejas or blah blah blah, whatever casino you're thinking about. And
okay. And so the other thing I was thinking,
well, no, it's not Barona.
Let's say that I am going to go for 30,000 coin in.
Yes.
Now I think I remember you saying that you play 1,000 hands an hour, and I figure, you know, maybe I could do half of what you do, being a beginner and all.
I would think 500 an hour for a beginner is out of touch. It is unrealistic.
So even less.
Yeah, you're gonna play less than that. But even if you, let's say you played 400 hands an hour, and you're playing on a $5 machine, that's still $10,000 coin in an hour. So you're talking about 3 hours. So you can go in and play that much and then just sit back and wait for mail.
Wait a minute. You say that again? On a dollar machine?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying on a $5 machine.
On a $5 machine. Okay, okay.
So on a dollar machine, you're talking about $2,000 an hour, and that's 15 hours. That's a lot of play.
Yeah, exactly. So I did see that on Jacks or Better, they have 3 play and 5 play and 10 play.
Yes.
So that was making Jacks or Better look much more attractive than these other games. So now here's another question. Assuming that I want to play 30,000 coin in.
Yes.
How much cash do I need to have on me to be safe?
Okay. First of all, let's compare a $5 game with a $1 five-play game. They both take $25 per spin. You need about 20% as much bankroll on the dollar five play as you do on the
20% less.
No, 20% as much. So if you calculated you wanted $4,000 in your pocket to go play on the $5 game, and I'm not saying that's the right number, you would need to have $800 in your pocket to play dollar five play. So it's like it's considerably less to play the
That's triple play hugely
five.
Less.
Yeah, it's really less. The triple play, five play, ten play are their games by our sponsor, VideoPoker.com. They're much more fun and they're much less volatile for both the player and the house. So on Video Poker for Winners software, they have a bankroll section. So you can go to that particular game on either single line, triple play, five play, ten play, and plug in how many hands you want to play and how deeply you're willing to get buried before you quit and what your starting bankroll is, and hit the number, and it will tell you, okay, on this many hands, you have a 7% chance of going broke, a 14% chance of exceeding your wildest dreams, and blah blah blah, in the middle somewhere.
Okay. So now here's another question: if I am playing. Uh-huh. And maybe not even the same machine. Let's say I play some and I take a break and I go to another machine, but I get in $10,000. Is a light going to go off somewhere and they're going to come CTR me?
Oh, no. No, you don't have CTRs in slots.
How do they get away with that?
That I know about. I don't know what they do behind the scenes. You're making these individual bets. But if you're using your card, which is usually the only smart way to play video poker games that are less than 100%, then they have your relevant information, including, your name and your social and stuff like that.
If it's a brand new card and I've never hit a W2G, they wouldn't have my social.
Well, some casinos require your social to sign up for the card.
Oh, really? I don't sign up for many cards, but I've never had to do that before.
But just the coin in a day in slots does not generate CTRs that I know about.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So if I was playing a 50 cent 10 play.
Yes.
That's
$25
a spin?
Yeah. And that's going to be, say, 15% as much bankroll required as $5 single line.
Right. So if that's $25 a spin times 400 hands an hour.
No. You don't get the same number of original hands per hour on a 10-play machine that you will on a single-play machine.
They play slower.
It takes a while for those 10 lines to go up. Now, if you can ignore the lines, ignore what's happening on it, you can play almost as fast, but you get, you're dealt three aces, and you well, you kind of want to watch all 10 hands to see if you got four aces on one of the lines or two of the lines. So it is.
See, the old online, when I used to play online casinos, they had a setting to turn off the animation. So it just would instantly reveal all 10 hands at the same time.
Okay.
They haven't got that technology yet in the casinos, eh?
But not quite, but they have something close to it. Depending on the, they frequently have speed buttons, and the fastest speed can be called turbo, and the five cards go burp, whereas the slowest speed is bop, 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 bop. So,
I see.
But even
okay.
10 burp, takes a while. And
so
not all
let's say I
have
played
that.
300 hands an hour. Okay. That would be $7,500 an hour. Would take me 4 hours to play 30,000?
Maybe. Yeah, it was only going to take you 3 hours if you were playing on a $5 machine. So it takes you a little bit longer to play on the 50 cent.
Maybe I should play 10 play dollar.
Okay.
So I'm betting $50 a spin.
Okay, you are going to end up with more W2Gs on a 10-play dollar. You're going to get the $4,000 W2Gs for every royal. You're going to get royals 10 times as often. You are going to get dealt quads are going to be $1,250. A dealt four of a kind is about every 4,000 hands. A dealt straight flush is much rare, but that's 2,500. So you're going to get some W2Gs.
Maybe I'll stick with the five play then.
All right. Let me do some commercials and then save up and see if you have another question, depending on the time. South Point has more than 10,000 games, returning more than 99%. That's more than anybody else has. Double Point Day will be this coming Monday, February 17th, President's Day. Double points doesn't sound very particularly attractive when other casinos are offering five times or six times points. But the single points at South Point are basically worth 3x points at most other casinos. So by the way, Stations or Coast figures it, Double Point Days is actually six times points. And South Point has more loose machines to start with. So overall, it's probably a better deal. February, they have giveaways. You play 500 points on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. You pick up your gift on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. This week, it's a 34-piece food container set. Think of it as off-brand Tupperware. Bonnie tells me we need 68 pieces, so we're going to do it. When Mama's happy, everyone's happy. So next,
happy wife, happy life.
Something like that. So she's not my wife for another few months, but in late May, that's supposed to happen. All right. Next week's free video poker class is Super Double Bonus. This is like Double Bonus, except it pays more for four jacks, four queens, and four kings, and straight flush gets a little more as well, with corresponding lower returns for full house and flush. It's a 99.695% game. It's well over 100% on Double Point Days. At the Palms, they have completely reformatted the weekly drawings. In February, it's Friday only, 7 p.m., you can earn unlimited number of tickets, 10 winners each Friday night, and a total of $10,000 will be posted. Then you don't have to be there to win, but you have to collect it before midnight. So this is convenient for the players in that you can be at other drawings or other events Friday evening, go to a show and come back later. Also, perhaps one guy will check the card numbers for 72 of his friends and to see who was drawn, if anybody. it's less good for the player community as a whole because prizes that aren't picked up by midnight are forfeited. In the past, is you must be there to win, so if you weren't there, they called somebody else's name. So $40,000 giveaway in February is less money than $40,000 giveaway in January. You earn five times drawing entries Friday and Saturday nights, 8 to midnight for the following week. Two times drawing entries Sundays and Tuesdays. You're also a guaranteed winner. If you swipe your card for the drawing on Fridays, you can come back Saturday and get $10 free play. Play, earn, and win for the last half of February are Albertson gift cards. There are some for the first half of the month. As of yesterday, they were out of some Albertson gift card, and so they were replacing those by free play. So if you played enough to get a $50 Albertson gift card, you'd take $50 free play instead. For a lot of us, that's a better deal. But I don't know if they're going to be getting another shipment of Albertson's cards or not. VideoPoker.com remains the best place to practice a wide variety of games, including Quick Quads, Ultimate X, Extra Draw Frenzies, etc. Often these games are the best returning games in a casino, and you let you practice them at home. They no longer have daily contests, but rather weekly contests where you have your choice of three games. This week, you can compete in 50 play with Super Times Pay. You can compete in multi-strike, or you can compete in hyper bonus poker. They will have a monthly contest for larger prizes starting on the 24th. Our guest next week will be a return visit by UNLV professor David G. Schwartz, who wrote a book called Roll the Bones. This is a history of casino gambling from way back when to the current day. We have about 1 minute, Munch. Have you read Roll the Bones yet?
I did. I read it. I enjoyed it. So looking forward to that. You know, I also just happened to be looking at David's bio and see that he has also worked in casino surveillance. So maybe we'll see if we can ask him a few questions about that.
All right. So one of the interesting things I saw, we just have a little time, but it's if you're single and you're in Las Vegas tomorrow, Valentine's Day, they're trying to create a world's record for speed dating. Up to 1,000 single people will get a 3-minute date, up to 24 of them, over the 3 hours of the or however many hours of the event. So if it is somebody that looks interesting, you collect their name and address or phone number. If it's somebody who you don't think you're interested in, well, you still collect that information and then you throw it away when you get out. But now officially I'm single, but I'm engaged, so which means I'm not single, so I'm not going to be there. But it does sound, were I single, it's kind of hard to meet ladies. I just might give that a try. So anyway, sounds interesting.
When I was young and single, Vegas seemed a very hard place to meet people.
Yes. All right. I met Bonnie at square dancing. So it's going to be a long time before I get Richard to go to square dancing. So anyway, thank you very much, Richard. Good night, everybody. We hope you hit lots of royal flushes.
Good night.
You've been listening to Gambling with an Edge with your hosts, Bob Dancer and Richard Munchkin. Subscribe to the show in iTunes, and episodes will be delivered to you automatically every week. Archived versions of past shows may be found at bobdancer.com and richardmunchkin.com. We welcome emails at gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com. Bob Dancer and Richard Munchkin are both available on Facebook and welcome your questions. The sponsors for the show are the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa, the M Resort, the Palms Casino Resort, and the website videopoker.com. Join us again next week for another Gambling with an Edge.